T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So normally we would probably have lots of guests talking about different events that are going on around town and, you know, getting ready for the Black Friday sales and, you know, what time tomorrow will the stores open. I think a lot of things have changed here. But, you know, Black Friday is still an important day for retailers to try to make a lot of money and get in the black. How are they going to do this? Diana McMahon is with the Retail Merchants Association here in Richmond. And Diana, what are your members telling you about their plans for the next 4 days? How do they execute on this and follow the governor's guidelines and still make money and feel good about things at the end of the weekend?
Absolutely. So I think the biggest thing for retailers right now is that they are first and foremost most concerned with keeping their employees and customers safe. They have had to pivot in more ways than they probably have in the entirety of their businesses being open this last year. And many of them have done a tremendous job being able to, you know, enable e-commerce. They're doing curbside pickup. They're doing delivery. So there's a lot of ways that they can still support small and local businesses and still shop safely.
So do we expect Friday to see businesses open other than the big box stores, some of which have said that they're not going to open like they normally would? What do you anticipate on the big day on Friday?
I think some will be open. I think that they will certainly have all of the mandates in place, so it won't be the expected crowds that you're used to seeing in years past. I think they're going to encourage non-store shopping. So shop with them online. We have a great program called Think Shop Buy Local, and it actually has an online local shop where you can find these small businesses and their products. And I think that there's a lot of businesses that are pushing their customers to shop with them in that way so that they don't have, you know, the crowds that would be an unsafe way of shopping.
But they can still make money locally and execute on the packing and the delivery.
Absolutely. I think it looks different. Yeah. It looks different. And I think that people are participating in different types of delivery. I mean, they have local employees living here, and within a small, if there's a small mile radius that they can deliver to, it actually gets to you faster if they were shipping. So there's some actual benefit to shopping with a local business that's got that in progress. But I think that they're doing everything that they can to make it a safe and enjoyable shopping experience still.
Well, a lot of entrepreneurs are very nimble at, you know, finding that they're in a problem or in a crisis and adjusting quickly, and I hope they'll be able to do that. And maybe I'm putting you on the spot with this, Diana. Diana McMahon's with the Retail Merchants Association here in Richmond. How bad is it for a lot of local stores? I mean, are there any numbers that indicate that people are down in general 20%, 15%? I mean, I hope it's not more than that this year. If this isn't a successful holiday season for local stores, do you think they make it into the first quarter of 2021 when things traditionally drop off a lot?
I think it's a scary time for local business. I think that they're doing everything they can to keep their doors open, and we're seeing that they're reporting 60 to 70% of what their same store sales would have looked like normally. So it's definitely down tremendously. And I think that's why it's so important for us to push the message that our community members need to support them right now. They need to think about shopping locally so that they can make it through the year. You know, I think there's some other ways that the government can help to keep them, their doors open, and that needs to be done as well. But, you know, there's a lot that can be said for the community rallying around these small businesses and really supporting them in this time.
Yeah. Well, going online, tell me about the website, because I missed that. And if that's a resource that highlights these local businesses, I'd like to know about it, because honestly, my life, I have been going in the last couple of weeks to Amazon just so I don't have to deal with, you know, the drama of people looking at me the wrong way as I'm walking around, whether I've got the mask on correctly, blah, blah, blah. But I would like to shop locally. So what is the website so I can look it up?
Sure. It's thinkshopbylocal.com. And we have a local gift guide. So it's got curated holiday-related gifts that you can purchase from different local stores. And then it has just general local products as well. And it also designates if a business is offering curbside or delivery.
Good.
So you
can
kind of easily navigate what's out there and make your shopping experience hopefully as enjoyable or easy as shopping with Amazon. And it feels better to be shopping with a local business.
ThinkShopByLocal.com. Hey, Diana McMahon with the Retail Merchants Association, thanks for coming on this morning. I hope we'll see some good numbers for your folks in the next few days. Thank you.
Agreed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.